I'll jump forward to section four and begin my comments. With section four, and I'll move through the bill briefly. I have a number of comments to make on a variety of sections. Specifically, section four provides for notice to victims in situations involving people that are either found guilty but mentally ill or not guilty by reason of insanity. Specifically on line 25 of page 3, that section provides for notice to be given by the Attorney General or the prosecution. The Department of Law feels that the notice should be given by the Commissioner of Health and Social Services as opposed by the Attorney General or prosecutor, because right in the statute, the Commissioner of Health and Social Services is continually involved in that process. And it appears to be a waste of resources to have law giving notice to some people, Commissioner of Health and Social Services giving notice to other people, because Commissioner of Health and Social Services is involved in the situations under subsection 2 anyway. And moving on to section 5. Section 5 provides a right for the victim to submit a written or oral statement to the probation officer for purposes of use in the pre-sentence report. Right now, victims are routinely interviewed by probation officers. This would just ensure their right. This section is a good section in the bill, and we wholeheartedly endorse it. There may be some problems in certain cases that I'll address in the next section. Rather than take section 6 first, I'd like to jump to section 7 and then go back to section 6. And the committee might want to stop me if I explain things too much, but...
Stephanie, I think we are going to lose the rest of our committee, and so I wonder, might it be possible for the Department of Law to go through the bill in writing and provide that information to the committee? We will be having another hearing on this bill, and it might be helpful if you could make the proposed changes in writing. We could think about them before we had the hearing, the next hearing on the bill.
That's possible, but I would just point out that the bill is a very long bill, and the proposed comments would be very lengthy, and it would take a good chunk of time to put them in writing.
Okay.
And they're much easier explained with me explaining them and people asking questions rather than going through and putting them in writing.
With the chairman's permission, you could be first at the next hearing that we have on this bill, and hopefully we have more members of the committee to be able to have that exchange with you.
I think an oral explanation to somebody who isn't here is probably worse than a long written explanation that doesn't exist.
I'm sorry. No, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to hold this bill.
The House Judiciary Committee has had a long and wonderful meeting without you, Mr. Chairman. We're adjourned.
Well, I have